Right, there we have it, Joe. We've just come back into the press room from the first MX1, MX2 race. MX2, Jake rode exceptionally well. But Ferris just had it for him, really, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, the one that we were expecting to do well was Tixier. He had a massive crash at the end of the pit lane straight and didn't finish the race. But Ferris was out in front. As you say, Nichols tried to chase him down but couldn't get it done. And seemed to be stalking him a little bit, but Ferris was able to just add a little bit more and keep comfortably in front of him. We were hoping good things for Max, just didn't happen at all.
I tracked his bike out at the start, and to be honest, he had the jump with everyone else, but he lost it within 40 feet. His bike was two lengths back. It was just don't seem fast enough, and obviously next year when he rides a Dixon Yamaha, things will be different, but you never know, he might come out in the second race and hold shot and win the race, but as it stands, not a chance. And Elliott rode well as well. But obviously the big news is now is Caroli, seven times world champion.
Yeah, you knew he was going to do it today, and you knew he wasn't going to do it from second place position. DeSalle got the jump and stayed out in front for a while, and Caroli let him have it for a bit, and then just decided hopped in front of him, and then after that he was gapping him. And from that point on, you knew that the team was ready for it, and he came over the line. He went down to the pit lane, chucked his bike on the floor, and just ran towards his team. Fantastic to see. Really good moment, and he deserves every one of those titles.
Yeah, it's all a bit manic, I suppose, but yes, congratulations to him. DeSalle did his best for at least half a race, didn't he? Tommy chased a dyke hard, but he went down somewhere about two-thirds in the race.
Yeah, I mean, in fact, he overtook De Dijker on two occasions just for milliseconds, but De Dijker was able to look over and thought, actually, I've got a bit more speed for you, and get away. Then Tommy's challenge was gone when he sort of dipped down somewhere. The one that was surprising in the front of the race was Mark De Ruiver. Mark De Ruiver was running really quite well to start off with. Sean was doing well, but then got overtaken by Philippart, but kept his position there or thereabouts. It's unfortunate that De Ruiver could have been in the top 10, having come back from the wilderness years and playing hardcore techno in his earphones, I reckon.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, really. We'll be back for the second block of racing. We're going to have a cup of tea, but unfortunately we can't, because the press room is probably the best situated press room in the world, but probably the worst for refreshments. So we'll see you again after.